Ovelle Krell was only 12 years old when her brother died, but what she remembers most about him was his musical ability.
He could walk in a music store and pick up any instrument they've ever made, and within 2 minutes he could play it.
14-year-old George Owen Smith tried to teach his sister how to play music, but those lessons stopped in 1940 when he was sentenced to the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys after being caught in a stolen car with a 19-year-old friend. Shortly after arriving at the reform school in Marianna, Florida, Smith reportedly escaped but was found dead several months later under a house 2 miles away. University of South Florida anthropologist Dr. Erin Kimmerly picks up the story.
Though the family told authorities to hold his remains at a local funeral home, they arrived to be shown a mound of dirt by a superintendent who said that they had just buried him in an unmarked burial ground.
As a result, Krell's mother refused to believe her son was indeed dead, leading her daughter to make her a promise.
I was searching for him, not only out of my love, but for a vow that I had made my mother and father on their deathbeds, that I would find my brother if it was in my power. I would look till I died.
Now Krell has her answer, thanks to a team of USF researchers. For the last 3 years, a group of anthropologists led by Kimmerly has tirelessly investigated the Dozier School, which was closed in 2011 after decades of allegations of abuse and violence against students. That work led to the exhumation last year of remains found in 55 unmarked graves on school grounds. USF professor of anthropology Christian Wells says the first set of remains exhumed was the least preserved, buried barely 2 feet underground, unlike the other fully clothed remains, naked, wrapped only in a burial shroud. All that was left were the skull, parts of the hands, lower legs, and feet.
We were very fortunate to get the skull and some teeth because we're using the teeth and the roots from the teeth to develop the DNA profile. So we were very, very lucky on this one.
That DNA profile was compared to samples taken from living family members of some of the boys believed to be buried in the graves. The least preserved body provided the first match, George Owen Smith. Erin Kimmerly picked up the phone to call the now 85-year-old Ovelle Krell.
I was very excited to tell her, so I probably mumbled a lot more than I normally would, but I just said, Ovelle, we have a match, and we found your brother. We have Owen.
It is the answer to my family's prayer that we can take him back, put him with my parents, and maybe we can all get some peace and closure.
But even with one boy identified, dozens of others still lack names. That bothers many, including Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
I mean, these are kids, and these kids deserve and will have a proper burial with the dignity and respect that they deserve.
Bondi and other Florida officials have come out in support of USF's efforts at Dozier, a welcome change to Bill Price. Price, a burly-looking man in his mid-60s, is a member of a group of former students known as the White House Boys, named for the small white shack where they say they were brutally beaten by school administrators. For years, the group, along with other former students, have fought state officials like Bondi to acknowledge what happened to them. Now, they're standing on the same side.
Not everybody is without a heart. You know what I mean? Some people are looking in at the wallet, and some people are flying from the heart. And these people that are helping us are from the heart.
Price says that giving the first set of remains an identity is the greatest thing ever. He says that the surviving students, now grown men, will continue to speak up for their voiceless classmates, like the one boy whose body was exhumed with a single marble in his pocket.
Our symbol now, every White House boy you see will have this, the marble, in their pocket.
Price draws a tiny brown and white orb from his pocket.
So that's something you guys all carry now?
Yes. Harley. Hey, Harley. Let me see your marble.
He calls a fellow White House boy, James Harley DeNike, over. Harley, named for his motorcycle outside, pulls a purple and white marble from his pocket.
Everybody has their marble.
Yep.
And if you run into a White House boy, he'll have his marble.
And hopefully soon, with everyone's continued persistence, more families will get their answers, just like Ovelle Krell has.
I hope it's encouraging to stick in there and stick it out, you know. I did 73 and a half years, so there's still hope.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.